ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಶಾಂತಿ ಮಂತ್ರ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶುಕ್ಲ ಯಜುರ್ವೇದ. ಓಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಮದ
ಪೂರ್ಣಮಿದಂ
ಪೂರ್ಣಾತ್ ಪೂರ್ಣಮುದಚ್ಯತೆ ಪೂರ್ಣಸ್ಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮಾದಾಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮೇವ ಅವಶಿಷ್ಯತೆ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ದ ಯೋಗ ಸಾಧನ, ಡ್ಯೂಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಯೋಗ ಸಾಧನ, ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಲಿಮಿಟಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಲೆವೆಲ್, ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಬಿಯಾಂಡ್ ದ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಲೆವೆಲ್. ದ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ಇನ್ನರ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಫಾರ್ಮೇಷನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್. ಫಾರ್ ಇನ್ನರ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಫಾರ್ಮೇಷನ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತೆ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಅಥಾರಿಟಿವ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್. ಇಟ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅರ್ಜಸ್ ದ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಷನರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಯೋಗ ಟು ಅಕ್ವೈರ್ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ನೋಬಲ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್. ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಸಚ್ ಸೀರೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ 16th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್. ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ 26 ಡಿವೈನ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್. Divine qualities, a seekers of the higher knowledge needs to acquire. It's divine qualities, Shri Krishna says, it's Devi Sampad Vimokshaya Nibhandaya Asuri Mataha. The divine qualities is inexhaustible. It is, it will come to of utility even in the last minute of our life. Not only this life, it will be our companion in the other lives also. Other wealth, exhaustible wealth, if you invest your time only on the exhaustible wealth, it won't be of utility when the time of departure comes. It won't accompany us. And the material wealth, only material wealth, it will bind you down. It will put you in binding. It will pull you down. Asuri Sampati, if you do not pay attention to the divine qualities, only Asuri qualities, Dhambo, Dharpo, Abhimanascha, Dhamba, arrogance and haughtiness, and too much of egoistic nature, those are the demonic qualities, it will pull you down. Shri Krishna urges all of us to acquire the divine qualities. We touched upon about 10 qualities last week. We'll repeat the first mantra. Abhayam Sattva Samshuddhi Jnana Yoga Vivasthitihi Danam Damascha Yajnascha Swadhyaya Tapa Arjavam. Abhayam, one is a fearless living. No point in living life fret with fear. Be fearless. Be courageous. Lead a, like when you have that wealth, the seekers of higher knowledge, they say, they won't hold their hands in front of others. Lead a meek life. Lead a courageous life. Be fearless. Abhayam, sattva samshuddhi, calm mind, serene mind. Clear mind. Clear mind helps in thinking properly, and it gives the focus in our life. Abhayam sattva samshuddhi jnana yoga vivasthitihi. Aspire for the knowledge. Jnana agni dagda karmani basmasat kurute arjuna. The knowledge of the higher knowledge, it destroys all the negative things which we have done in the past. Everything gets burnt out and becomes like an ash. It's a try to aspire for the higher knowledge. Abhayam sattva samshuddhi jnana yoga vyavasthitihim dhanam damascha yajnascha. Be magnanimous. Lead a magnanimous life, not a petty life, not a stingy life. More you give, more you get. Dhanam damascha yajnascha. Have a control over your senses, control over your limbs, control over your tongue. Dhanam damascha yajnascha. Whatever you do, it should be pleasing to the higher beings, noble beings. Whenever you are doing something, ask the question to yourself or ourselves, we have to ask whether this is pleasing to the noble people. Dhanam damascha yajnascha swadhyaya tapa arjavam. Swadhyaya pravachanabhyam na pramaditavyam. In the Taittiriya Upanishad says, never give up the study of the scriptures, introspection. And not only the study, it should not end with us. You should pass it on to others. Study, pass on. Learn, pass on. It should not end up in you. When you start learning, you have an obligation to give it to others. You have to pass it on. It should not remain with you. Swadhyaya pravachanabhyam na pramaditavyam. It says in Taittiriya Upanishad, instructions to the students. This one is one of the instructions. Study, continuous learning should be there, and you should pass it on to others. Swadhyayam. Then abhayam sattva samshuddhi jnana yoga vyavasthitihi dhanam dhamascha yajnascha swadhyaya tapa arjavam. Tapa, it's the heat in the life. Try to endure the difficulties in life. In the tapas, Sri Krishna, in the 17th chapter, he talks about the qualities. In the tapas, you have to observe the tapas in the physical level, in the talking level, and in the thinking level. In the physical level, he talks about devadvijaguru prajnam pujanam shaucham arjavam brahmacharya ahimsamcha shariram tapa uchyate. The austerity, we have to observe in the physical level. Respect to the elders. Respect to the knowledgeable people. And respect to the divine. Surrender wherever it's possible. Do not show your arrogance in front of the learned people, elders, and it's a divine beings. The Deva Dvijaguru Prajnam Pujanam Shaucham Arjavam. Purity in life. Purity, physical purity, mental purity. In the Vishnu Sahasranama, it says, Putatma Paramatma Cha. Puta. In the Putana means not pure. That's why Sri Krishna killed Putana. Not pure. Putatma, purity. Purity, where the purity is there, divine beings are residing in that place. The most purest is the Supreme Lord. He remains in the place where there is a purity. Puta is a shaucham. Shaucham, arjavam. Arjavam means straightforwardness. And arjava means whatever mental thinking, whatever our concept, and our actions, inner contemplation and outer manifestation should align. My manifestation is something different. I am thinking something different. It is of no value. My inner thinking and outer manifestation should synchronize. Then our personality starts blooming. And to impress others, I say something, but I do not mean that one. If it is that way, lip service, that it is of no value for me. It won't, it's my inner personality won't blossom. Inner contemplation. Jnana yoga, karma yoga. Karma yoga, outer manifestation happens. Blossoms well when there is a solid contemplation behind that one. Whatever we are doing, give a thought. Give a deep thought. Contemplate on that one. Deep contemplation, when you start contemplating inner contemplation, it results in outer manifestation. Manifestation, that karma yoga. The karma yoga to happen, jnana yoga backing should be there. When the jnana yoga backing is there, the karma starts, our action starts manifestation. It's blossoming well. My actions become gentle. One person starts executing the great things because it is not the outer action, there is an inner contemplation is there. Arjavam means inner contemplation and outer manifestation should align. When it starts aligning one's action, then karma yoga starts happening. The the karma yoga, that karma to happen, the action, whatever we are doing, have a think. That is why meditation is urged. Meditate, meditate, contemplate, contemplate, contemplate. When you start meditating, your outer manifestation becomes a joy. Otherwise, whatever we do, it's a burden. Oh, I have to do. I'm stressed. And when the outer manifestation happens, even if you work 20 hours a day, there is no stress. There is a joy to happen, that one. Outer manifestation, karma yoga, behind that one, contemplate, jnana yoga, acquire the knowledge, contemplate, contemplate, then the beauty of your execution comes out. And we'll touch upon the other part next week. Lie down on your back.